Virginia, illegal alien with 30 prior arrests charged with murdering woman at bus stop. By Amy Furr on March 1, 2026. An illegal alien with over 30 prior arrests is accused of killing a woman at a Virginia bus stop on Monday, and the blame is being placed at Democrat officials' feet. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, lodged a detainer requesting Virginia authorities not release the suspect, Abdul Jalouk, who is from Sierra Leone. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced Saturday. The agency said the criminal illegal alien has over 30 arrests once the Fairfax County Police Department charged him for fatally stabbing 41-year-old Stephanie Minter of Fredericksburg at a bus stop. A local business owner spotted the suspect on Tuesday and alerted police to his location. Jalouk was arrested and charged with murder, and he was also charged with petty larceny for an additional crime that occurred earlier in the day. The DHS press release said, noting he entered the United States illegally in 2012. He was previously arrested on charges of rape, malicious wounding, assault, drug possession, identity theft, trespassing, larceny, firing a weapon, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and pickpocketing. ICE previously lodged a detainer against Jalouk in 2020, and he was granted a final order of removal by a judge who found he could be removed to any country other than Sierra Leone. This case illustrated the importance of third country removals to get criminal illegal aliens out of the U.S., DHS explained. In a social media post on Tuesday, Virginians for Safe Communities highlighted the case and said, Fairfax Soros-funded DA Steve Descano repeatedly freed violent criminal and vagrant Abdul Jalouk, who stabbed and assaulted people over and over again. Descano dropped Jalouk's charges every single time. Indeed, Descano, who is a Democrat, has been pursuing a not guilty plea for a man accused of violently murdering a husband as he slept next to his wife, Breitbart News reported in January. It is also important to note that Governor Abigail Spanberger, D., recently repealed an executive order that directed law enforcement to work with ICE, the outlet said. As Breitbart News reported in February 2025, former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., signed an executive order that directed the Virginia State Police and Department of Corrections to sign Section 287G agreements with ICE, the report stated. Spanberger and her fellow Democrats have been working to prioritize illegal aliens over law-abiding citizens. And during the Democrat Party's official response to President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday, Spanberger called illegal aliens aspiring Americans, per Breitbart News. In regard to the Jalouk case, DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said, We are calling on Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger and Virginia's sanctuary politicians to commit to not releasing this murderer and violent career criminal from their jail without notifying ICE. This illegal alien's murder of an innocent, beautiful American woman came less than 24 hours before Governor Spanberger's demonization of ICE law enforcement. This heinous criminal is a perfect example of why we need cooperation from sanctuary jurisdictions and the importance of third country removals for the safety of the American people, she added.